This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. brokered ceasefire between Sudan's warring generals brought some calm to the capital on Tuesday, but witnesses reported fresh airstrikes and paramilitaries claimed to have seized a major oil refinery and power plant. With the heaviest combat eased, thousands of foreigners as well as Sudanese continued to flee the capital. 10 days of heavy fighting until Monday has killed hundreds of people, left bodies rotting in the streets, and some neighborhoods of greater Khartoum in ruins. The United States is pressed to extend the ceasefire in Sudan, the State Department said on Tuesday.
We are coordinating with regional and international partners and Sudanese civilian stakeholders to assist in creation of a committee to oversee the negotiation, conclusion, and implementation of a permanent cessation of hostilities and humanitarian arrangements in Sudan.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel told reporters the U.S. wants to help warring factions identify a path to a sustainable ceasefire through its engagements with Sudan's military and civilian leaders. UN officials say one side in the conflict seized a national health lab. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The announcement comes as officials warn more refugees could flee Sudan despite a ceasefire between rival forces. The fightings plunged Sudan into chaos, pushing the already heavily aid-dependent African nation to the brink of collapse. Now, Dr. Nima Said Abid, the World Health Organization's representative in Sudan, has expressed concerns that one of the fighting parties, he hasn't identified which one, had seized control of a central public health lab in Khartoum. Abid calls the move an extremely dangerous development. I'm Charles de la Desma.
This is VOA News. The Taliban killed the senior Islamic State group leader behind the August 2021 suicide bombing outside the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. service members and about 170 Afghans dead. That's according to the father of a Marine killed in the attack, who was briefed Tuesday by military officials. The U.S. military began informing families of the 11 U.S. Marines, the sailor, and the soldier killed in the blast at Abbey Gate during the chaotic U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden is banking on 2 years in the White House and 50 years of Washington experience, landing him another 4 years in office. But another number is raising questions. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He's already the oldest president. The University of Chicago's William Howell and Barbara Perry at the University of Virginia do the math of another Biden bid.
Running at the age of 82.
Soon to be 83, should he be reelected.
At the White House.
It's the same thing that we heard in 2020.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's made it a non-issue.
He's been able to deliver and get things done.
And says he would serve all 4 years of a second term if elected. He would be 86 at that point. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The judge in former U.S. President Donald Trump's defamation rape case ordered lawyers at the start of a civil trial on Tuesday to keep their clients and witnesses from making public statements that could lead to violence. The judge admonished them before seating 9 jurors who will weigh whether Trump raped former Elle magazine advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in a department store dressing room in the mid-1990s and defamed her by denying it happened. The World Health Organization has fired a doctor who faced allegations of repeated sexual misconduct. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In an email to the Associated Press, a WHO spokeswoman says Timo Wakanivalu, a doctor from Fiji, was let go after findings of sexual misconduct and a disciplinary process. The AP first reported that Wakanivalu had been accused of sexually assaulting a woman at a conference in Berlin last October. Confidential documents show he had been flagged to senior directors for allegedly harassing another staffer in 2018, an incident that resulted in an informal warning, while the accuser was told that pursuing an investigation might not be the best option for her. In recent years, the World Health Organization has been plagued by reports of misconduct. Wakanivalu denied that he had ever sexually assaulted anyone. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.